Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate Gates avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. And it continues to be the 12th of October, 2013. It's good to have you with us. In case you're just joining us, we've been talking about free trade some. We just started getting into this a little bit in the first hour, and we ran out of time. And I want to continue and hit the ground running here in the second hour. Before I do get back into this, Nancy, did you have anything you wanted to get in before I... go on here?
Yeah, Darren, the one thing I was thinking of, as you were reading about the globalization and the globalization of corporations, because that's what this is all about, what resulted from that in the rest of the world? Well, here, of course, all of our manufacturing went away. And when that happened, what the outgrowth of that in the rest of the world was what? Sweatshops, Darren. Sweatshops. Human trafficking.
Right.
Which came together like the partners that they are. And, of course, Darren, that's going to come here, too. Once we set all of this thing up, that's what we're looking at. And I think that, Darren, that's the reason why we're all getting this big practice in part-time wages. Because it's what's coming here.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, and in fact, that's what, as we go on here, we're going to illustrate that just perfectly. What you're saying is absolutely true.
Yep.
And any barriers to trade under some of these agreements that are being hammered out right now, folks, NAFTA was like that, actually, but these are much, much worse. Any barriers that have been erected or will be erected against these multinational corporations and their business models or efforts to do business, under these agreements, they can actually sue the government to have the laws rewritten. We'll get into that a little bit more as time progresses here. Now, this piece I was sharing with you from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Organization, and by the way, you can get to their website. You want to do some real research? Check these guys out. In fact, you can get to them from the State Department. The State Department has a lot of this stuff on there as well. That's really what started me down this road. Anytime you want to know what's really going on, just go to the State Department. Spend a little time reading there. Anyway, they say in this piece, the IMF and these other international bodies have found it very difficult to have serious discussions and influence on the vexed question of capital and exchange rate movements. For a variety of reasons, monetary policy continues to be applied on a unilateral basis, with four large economies engaged in quantitative easing. It has been very difficult to deal with the consequent spillovers onto capital accounts, distortions to asset prices and exchange rates in third countries. The withdrawal from quantitative easing should mark a return to a new normal. But getting there will not be straightforward. we may need to confront a new generation of governance problems as developed by APEC economies rebalance, What do they mean by that, folks? We have a developed economy, do we not?
Even the APEC economies, you're talking about corporate.
Yeah, but they're saying...
Not constitutional, corporate.
Right. I want to back up here a moment. Because they say we may need to confront a new generation of governance problems as developed APEC economies rebalance and developing ones move towards middle income status.
There you go.
So does it become clear now what they mean by rebalance? We're being brought down.
Yes.
To developing world status. Ladies and gentlemen, in other words, poverty.
You remember, Darren, the three E's? Environment, equity, and what was it? Economy?
Yeah.
Well, equity, ladies and gentlemen, means we get to come down to third world status.
Yeah, that's what they really mean by equity.
We get to be paid laborers.
Because they're not going to bring us up, that's for sure.
No.
Unless you're a CEO of a major corporation. So, finishing this up real quick, they say, we are already seeing issues around cross-border tax, trade, and illegal products, cross-border environmental issues, the need for food and other product certification, and people movement issues, be they business people, emergency workers, tourists, migrants, or criminals. These are all technically and politically complex matters. Yeah, they're made much worse by, people like Eric Holder, who arm drug cartels and send them across the border. Oh, but we're not supposed to talk about that, are we? No. That's supposed to be forgotten upon the ash heap of history, never to be remembered or brought up again because the next scandal came and went, and the one after that came and went. Anyway, they say the APEC approach has been to establish voluntary pathfinder projects through a number of working groups focused on harmonizing standards, and improving the regulatory balance in these areas. What are they talking about here, folks? Well, when you're merging countries together, you have to make the laws to where they come comfortably fit together. That's harmonizing standards and regulations. They say intelligent models of governance are required to ensure the improvement of Asia-Pacific prosperity. Some of those are already in place, but there are still big gaps that need to be filled. So, anyway, that's what's going on with the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Organization, and more.
Yeah, you can get to be paid like Chinese workers. That's what's going on.
Well, that's where we're headed, as you pointed out. Now, I'm almost out of time for this segment. I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I want to get into some information. Democracy Now! Had a thing on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There was a woman by the name of, her name I don't have. I got it somewhere here, but I'll give it after the break. She's from an organization called Citizen.org, and they do, I think, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, expose the TPP.org. She'd actually make a good guest, I think. Maybe we should try to get her. But the point is that she was on here and basically talking about this Trans-Pacific Partnership. It turns out that the Congress critters themselves, some of them got upset because they weren't allowed to see the agreement. This is even being kept from Congress. And finally, they were allowed. Her name was Lori Wallach, by the way, director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. But anyway, basically, Congress finally, after pushing, some of these people were actually allowed to see some of it, but they couldn't take any notes. They couldn't bring any staff with them. I mean, there were all these different rules associated with this
trans-Pacific
membership. Yeah, highly, highly, highly secretive. And yet we have 600 corporations participating in the writing of the thing. Now, what's going on here, folks, when your lawmakers can't see the document that the corporations are writing? So we're going to get into this some more when we come back from the break. And because you folks need to know about it. It's a bitter pill to swallow. But we all need to be on the standpoint of what's really going on in America. This not nonsense on Capitol Hill that's going on, it's just a distraction for what's really going on behind the scenes. All right, we'll take the break. A few minutes away, we'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why should I say don't worry, be happy? You tell the truth, I've been worried from the start. You know as well as me, you got trouble with the capital T. Cadillac sitting in the driveway. If it had new tires, new shocks, new brakes, it still wouldn't start. If it ain't one thing,
We woke up from the American dream, ladies and gentlemen, and found out it was just a nightmare. Welcome back to Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here. We're here every Saturday. You know, there's good things happening, and you know, the more people that I see waking up to this problem means that there's more people that are going to be working on this problem. You know, and I think Washington's very afraid. I think they're very fearful of the sleeping giant awakening. This is why they've armed themselves to the hilt. But the backroom deals are going forward. The corporate handshaking with public officials, these corporate pats on the back and money changing hand and all this stuff is going on.
Yep.
And people need to be aware of what's happening here in America today. Before the break, I mentioned that Lori Wallach was on Democracy Now! She is the director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. And she's been trying to get information about this Trans-Pacific Partnership. And I want to share with you some of what she had to say on the broadcast. Now, this clip here that I'm going to play starts off with a little bit of in the way of introduction, and then they'll get into the interview.
John Kerry will attend Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meetings next week in Indonesia, where he'll push for the completion of a sweeping new trade deal called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the largest international trade deal since the creation of the World Trade Organization in 1995. The administration hopes to pass the measure through Congress by the end of the year using its fast-track authority to limit lawmakers to an up or down vote.
The TPP is often referred to by critics as NAFTA on steroids and would establishing a free trade zone that would stretch from Vietnam to Chile, encompass 800 million people, about a third of world trade, and nearly 40% of the global economy. While the text of the treaty has been largely negotiated behind closed doors, more than 600 corporate advisors reportedly have access to the measure, including employees of Halliburton and Monsanto. Well, for more, we're joined by Lori Wallach, Director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. Lori, welcome back to Democracy Now! Just explain what the TPP is.
Well, one of the most important things to understand is it's not really mainly about trade. I guess the way to think about it is as a corporate Trojan horse. The agreement has 29 chapters, and only 5 of them have to do with trade. The other 24 chapters either handcuff our domestic governments, limiting food safety, environmental standards, financial regulation, energy and climate policy, or establishing new powers for corporations. For instance, there are the same investor privileges that promote job offshoring to lower wage countries. There is a ban on buy local procurement so that corporations have a right to do sourcing, basically taking our tax dollars and instead of investing them in our local economies, sending them offshore. There are new rights to, for instance, have freedom to enter other countries and take natural resources, a right for mining, a right for oil, gas, without approval. And then there's a whole set of very worrisome issues relating to internet freedom. Through sort of the back door of the copyright chapter of TPP is a whole chunk of SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, that activism around the country successfully derailed a year ago. Think about all the things that it would be really hard to get into effect as a corporation in public. A lot of them rejected here and in the other 11 countries. And that is what's bundled in to the TPP. And every country would be required to change its laws domestically to meet these rules. The binding provision is each country shall ensure the conformity of domestic laws, regulations, and procedures. Now, the only reason I know that level of detail is because a few texts have leaked, and I have been following the negotiations and grilling negotiators from other countries to try and find between the lines what the hell is going on. Otherwise, totally secret.
Okay, so they go on to talk about some of the secrecy and some of the stuff that I was sharing with you before the break about how Congress has been being held to very strict secrecy standards. And Congress, frankly, folks, I think this is something that they should go in and agree to make the secret pacts or whatever to keep a secret and then come out and spill the beans to the American people. I mean, this is just absolutely absurd that Congress would not tell the people about this?
What's really important for people to know, and this gets to what you started out with about fast track, Congress has exclusive constitutional authority over trade. It's kind of like the Boston Tea Party hangover. After having a king just impose tariffs, in that case on tea, the founders said, we need to put all things about trade, international commerce, in the hands of Congress, the most diffuse part of the elected representation, not the executive, the king. So Congress has all this authority. They're supposed to be exclusively in control, but until this June, they were not even allowed to see the draft text. And it was only after a big, great fuss was kicked up by a lot of members, 150 of them wrote last year, that finally members of Congress, upon request for the particular chapter, can have a government administration official bring them a chapter. Their staff is thrown out of the room. They can't take detailed notes. They're not supposed to talk about what they saw. And they can, without staff to help them figure out what the technical language is, look at a chapter. This is in contrast to, say, even what the Bush administration did. The last time we had one of these mega NAFTA expansion attempts was the Free Trade Area of the Americas. And in that instance, in 2001, that whole draft text was released to the public by the U.S. government on the official government websites. So this is extraordinary secrecy, and members of Congress aren't supposed to tell anyone what they've read. So, for instance, you know, Alan Grayson, who was one of the guys who helped get the text released, Alan Grayson said, I can tell you it's very bad for the future of America. I just can't tell you why.
So much for government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Right, Nancy? So she goes on to talk.
So much for representation.
Yeah. Well, there's representation there. It's just not, they're not representing us.
No, no.
Who are they representing? The 600 people that are sitting in the corporate boardrooms that are at the table. Those are the representatives. So she goes on to talk about the ramifications of the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
This would rewrite wide swaths of our laws. And again, it's mainly not about trade. So if we had this agreement in effect, for instance, it would be a big push for fracking. Now you would say, why fracking? Because it doesn't allow us to have bans on liquid natural gas exports. Or, if this were in effect, we couldn't ensure the safety of the food we feed our families. We have to import, for instance, fish and shrimp that we know from the limited inspection that's done is extremely dangerous from certain kinds of growing ponds that are contaminated, etc., in some of the TPP countries. Or, for instance, some of the financial reforms where the banksters were finally regulated would be rolled back. All of this, and it would be privately enforceable by certain foreign corporations.
Okay, did you hear that last part? It would be privately enforceable by certain corporations. Folks, this is global corporate fascism. There's no other phrase for it. Global corporate fascism. All right, we have to take the break. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit more about the internet freedom violations of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Stay with us. Bottom of the hour break. We'll be back on Govern America.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here. Once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. The Facebook page, facebook.com/governamericaradio. And the Twitter feed, I'm very active on Twitter, is twitter.com/governamerica. So you can go there and connect, see what we're doing, and we try to keep you folks updated. New information is going up on the website every single day. Nancy and I work very hard at that, trying to find some the best information for you. There's other things going to be, you know, that we're working on in the background. Try to bring you on the website. So stay tuned and keep visiting, keep checking back. Anyway, Nancy, do you have anything else before we get back to Lori Wallach?
Well, Darren, there's one other thing I want to say, ladies and gentlemen. Call up your local radio stations and tell them to carry us.
Oh, yeah.
On your
by
local stations,
means.
Because they can do that now.
That's right.
Republic Broadcasting Network has done some wonderful things for all of the programs so that you can now ask your local radio stations to carry us, and we'll be local for you, too.
Yeah, so you can drive around and pay all your bills, which never seem to end. Maybe pay all your taxes, which never seem to end. But you can you can learn solutions and get edified and educated along the way while you're driving around town doing your errands. Anyway, and by the way, in that vein, folks, support Republic Broadcasting. As Nancy mentioned, they're doing a lot of things to try to get this message out to the public. Of course, the RBN generic business cards are there, $10 per 100. I'm a huge fan of these because I think it's a great way to spread the news about the network. That $10 will buy you the shipping, the cards, the shipping, the free bumper stickers, free copy of Aaron Russo's DVD, America for Freedom to Fascism.
So that if you, right there alone is worth it.
Yeah, that's worth the $10. And you can spread that around. All of this is designed to educate people. And you know, so if you're one of those people like that guy I was reading the email from earlier, well, what do we do about it? Want solutions? Well, there's a solution for you.
There you go.
Republic Broadcasting has a Facebook page also, facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting. And I think that's probably just about the extent of the housekeeping efforts, for now anyway. So getting back to this situation, we're talking, in case you're just joining us, about free trade. One of my favorite topics, because this is one really at the forefront of this effort to integrate and globalize.
And Aaron, it's really at the forefront of the changes that we're seeing in this country as well.
Absolutely. If it weren't for regionalism, folks, I don't think that they could have possibly really built a new world order.
Yep.
Regional integration really was key, going all the way back to the Nixon administration when he first issued the executive order declaring the 10 federal regions in this country. And they each had a capital. Those 10 regions, by the way, still exist, but they have added to the concept by having other multiple overlapping regions, including international regions. And that's what these free trade agreements do also, is they create a regional system that's international. Now we're seeing across the Pacific regional systems of trade.
The regionalism really, it was a stepping stone to the one world government, everybody under the same system. Because as we can see, we've got the Pacific partnership, and now we've also got an Atlantic one coming.
Yeah, and that's been proposed just this year, folks. And we'll get to that as time progresses. But getting back to Lori Wallach here in this Democracy Now! Interview, they're talking about the danger of the Trans-Pacific Partnership in regards to Internet freedoms.
The Stop Online Piracy Act was a vehicle, basically, to take away some of our rights on the Internet. It would have criminalized what they call inadvertent small-scale non-commercial copying. And the example would be, for instance, Juan, I had you over to dinner. You liked the recipe I had. I happened to have taken it for $2. I paid for it off of a paid website. And you said, Lori, can you send me that recipe? And, of course, I said, yeah, and I sent it to you. That is officially a copyright violation. I should say you have to go pay $2 and get it yourself, Juan. But, in fact, it's small-scale. I didn't sell it. It's not commercial. I didn't send it to a lot of people. That kind of activity under SOPA, as well as any number of things we do all the time, making a copy, well, like a buffer copy that our computer would make to look at a video, or breaking a digital lock, for instance, if we bought software but we wanted to run it on Linux, all of those things would be considered criminal activities. We'd face huge fines, and our carriers, Google, etc., would have to take us off of service to black us out. So a huge limit on Internet freedom, that whole mess was defeated in Congress in a wonderful citizen uprising. A chunk of that is now stuck in the copyright chapter of SOPA, of TPP. So they call TPP son of SOPA. And in a lot of countries around the TPP region, citizens have fought to have good laws that actually provide them access and don't allow that kind of control. So that is a chunk. To give you an idea of how varied the problems are, that's a chunk of what is in there.
So there you go. That's just another reason to oppose the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The secrecy alone, though, should be enough of a reason, folks.
Yeah.
If they can't tell you what's in it, it's just like Nancy Pelosi said about the Obamacare thing. Okay? We got to pass it in order to find out what's in it. And now that they passed it, and the more we learn about it, the less we like it. And the less the public likes it, even those that supported the concept of having government health care are finding out that it's the exact antithesis of what it purported to be.
Yep.
So this is enough of a reason to oppose this thing. Secrecy is never a good idea. And you cannot have secrecy and have a constitutional republic or, you know, even a democracy.
Nope.
You know, I don't like the word democracy because our country was set up as a constitutional republic. You know, we're not for mob rule. We're not for 51% voting to do something and then going along with it without any thought as to what it really is. There are inherent rights that have to be respected first and foremost.
We're not for federal rule. We're for state rule, which is what it was supposed to be to begin with.
Exactly. Well, from the ExposeTheTPP.org website, we see the Trans-Pacific Partnership would promote offshoring of American jobs. They see nearly 5 million American manufacturing jobs, one out of every four, ladies and gentlemen, have been lost since the implementation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, and the World Trade Organization.
Yep.
Since NAFTA, over 60,000 American manufacturing facilities have closed. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would replicate and expand on the NAFTA model. A leaked text revealed that the TPP is slated to include the extreme foreign investor privileges that help corporations offshore more U.S. jobs to low-wage countries. These NAFTA-style terms provide special benefits to firms that relocate abroad and eliminate many of the usual risks that make firms think twice about moving to low-wage countries. Under the NAFTA model, U.S. manufacturing imports have soared while growth of U.S. manufacturing exports has slowed. TPP includes Vietnam, a new favorite for corporations' job offshoring, because wages there are even lower than China, folks.
Wow.
Yeah. Already the growth of the U.S. trade deficit with China since China entered the WTO in 2001 has had a devastating effect on U.S. workers and the U.S. economy. Between 2001 and 2011, 2.7 million U.S. jobs were lost or displaced. Devastation of U.S. manufacturing drives down wages, erodes the tax base, and heightens inequality. Despite major gains in American worker productivity, real median wages hover at 1979 levels. Government data shows that two out of every five displaced manufacturing workers who were rehired in 2012 experienced wage reductions of more than 20%. With the loss of manufacturing, tax revenue that could have funded social services or local infrastructure projects has declined. While displaced workers have turned to ever-shrinking welfare programs, this has resulted in the virtual collapse of some local governments in areas hardest hit. Okay, we're at the break time already. We got a four-minute break here, and we'll continue on the other side of the break. And we'll get into also the Transatlantic Partnership, which is very, very similar, by the way, to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They're calling it TAFTA. TAFTA. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil. Good without hiding, you must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long?
All right, we're back. This is Governed America. We'll open up the phone lines in the next hour if you want to weigh in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I want to finish up with some of this trade information, however. From the exposed to TPP.org, they say Trans-Pacific Partnership would empower corporations to attack U.S. policies in foreign tribunals and demand taxpayer compensation for our environmental, health, and other laws. They say a leaked text revealed that the TPP would include and even expand the controversial system of extreme corporate privileges called the investor state regime. Under the system, the TPP would elevate individual foreign corporations to equal status with the sovereign governments signing the deal, allowing them to privately enforce this public treaty. The rules empower foreign corporations to skirt domestic laws and courts and directly challenge government's health, environmental, and other public interest policies before extrajudicial tribunals authorized to order unlimited amounts of compensation with taxpayer dollars. The World Bank and UN tribunals that decide such cases are comprised of three corporate lawyers, unaccountable to any electorate, who rotate between suing governments for corporations and acting as the judges.
Are you hearing this?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I want to share that again. The World Bank, I'm laughing because, gosh, folks, I can't even believe what I'm reading.
I know.
The World Bank and UN tribunals that decide such cases are comprised of three corporate lawyers, unaccountable to any electorate, who rotate between suing governments for corporations and acting as the judges. Tribunals are not bound by precedent, and there is no appeal mechanism.
Unreal.
When an investor state tribunal rules in favor of taxpayer money decided by the tribunal, tribunals have already ordered governments to pay over $3.5 billion in investor state cases under existing U.S. agreements. This includes payments over toxic bans, land use policies, forestry rules, and more. More than $14.7 billion remain in pending claims under U.S. agreements alone. Even when governments win, they often must pay for the tribunal's costs and legal fees, which average $8 million per case.
Oh my God.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership would expand the scope of policies that could be attacked. The proposed TPP foreign investor privileges would provide foreign firms greater quote-unquote rights than those afforded to domestic firms. This includes a quote-unquote right to not have expectations frustrated by a change in government policy. Claiming such radical privileges, foreign corporations have launched investor state cases against a broad array of environmental, energy, consumer health, toxics, water, mining, and other non-trade domestic policies that they allege undermine their expected future profits. Some of the investor state attacks now underway are Chevron trying to evade liability for its Ecuadorian Amazon toxic contamination, Philip Morris attacking Australia's cigarette labeling policy, Eli Lilly attacking Canada's drug patent policy, and European firms attacking Egypt's post-revolution minimum wage increase and South Africa's post-apartheid affirmative action law. By the way, folks, how do you what side of this equation do you think companies like Monsanto would fall upon? You know, that's one of the reasons why the Europeans are opposing the transatlantic partnership that's being proposed, that's been proposed this year, is because they don't want their continent flooded with these genetically modified organisms, these crops. They say the Trans-Pacific Partnership would ban Buy American and Buy Local procurement preferences. The TPP's procurement chapter would require that all firms operating in any signatory country be provided equal access as domestic firms to U.S. government procurement contracts over a certain dollar threshold. The United States would agree to waive Buy American and Buy Local procurement policies for all such foreign firms, eliminating an important policy tool to use U.S. tax dollars for U.S. job creation. Some corporate TPP proponents argue that these rules would be good for the United States because they would ban domestic preferences in all signatory countries, allowing U.S. firms to bid on procurement contracts in other countries on equal footing with domestic firms. It is a ridiculous notion that new access for some U.S. companies to bid on contracts in TPP countries is a good trade-off for waiving Buy American preferences on U.S. procurement. Taking even the most favorable cut on other countries' markets, the total U.S. procurement market is more than five times the size of the combined procurement market of the current TPP negotiating parties. Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. Those are the party countries to the TPP. Even with Japan and the TPP, the U.S. procurement market is over twice as large as the new TPP procurement market would be. Plus, Japan and the United States are already party to the World Trade Organization's government procurement agreement, which covers most procurement that the TPP would likely cover. Accordingly, there will be few, if any, new procurement opportunities in Japan for the United States. It goes on to talk about how the Trans-Pacific Partnership would roll back the financial regulations needed to avoid another crisis. They say the TPP would provide big banks with the backdoor means of rolling back efforts to re-regulate Wall Street in the wake of the global economic crisis. The deal would require domestic law to conform to the now-rejected model of extreme deregulation that caused the crisis. The TPP would forbid countries from banning particularly risky financial products, such as the toxic derivatives that led to the $183 billion government bailout of AIG. The TPP would threaten the use of firewalls, quote-unquote, policies that are employed to stop the spread of risk between different types of financial institutions and products, while many in the United States have called for a reinstatement of the Glass-Steagall Act that helped eliminate banking crises for four decades by prohibiting deposit-holding commercial banks from dealing in risky investments, the TPP would bar such reform. The TPP would ban capital controls, an essential policy tool to counter destabilizing flows of speculative money. Even in the International Monetary Fund, even the IMF has recently endorsed capital controls as legitimate for mitigating or preventing financial crises. The TPP would prohibit taxes on Wall Street speculation. That means that there would be no hope of passing proposals like the Robin Hood tax, which would impose a tiny tax on Wall Street transactions to tamp down the speculation-fueled volatility while generating hundreds of billions of dollars worth of revenue for social, health, or environmental causes. Well, I don't know.
Well, you know, Darren, ask yourself, how would one start one's own business under a system like this?
Well, you wouldn't have any hope, I don't think, to really compete.
No.
I mean, already it's getting more and more difficult all the time as we're being squeezed. They say, concluding this, they say the TPP would empower financial firms to directly attack these government policies in foreign tribunals and demand taxpayer compensation for policies they claim undermine their expected future profits. And that's just it, folks. They claim undermine. Do they really even have to threaten their future profits? This is a quagmire, folks. This is a Pandora's box that's being silently worked upon behind closed doors. You folks aren't even allowed to know about it. Your crying Congress critters are the ones that are being allowed to know about it are sworn to secrecy, although, frankly, these people are traitors if they don't come
Absolutely.
Out and expose what they know.
Absolutely.
Traitors.
They are paid to represent us.
Well, that's what we think anyway. That's the way it's supposed to be. All right, we're out of this hour already. I got another hour to go, and you're welcome to weigh in if you want. I'm going to get into the Transatlantic Partnership next. In the next hour, stay with us. Time goes by very quickly. This is Govern America. With